Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, I'm the professor, and this is Blues in the Night, and the next song here is going to be Aretha Franklin doing a Jimmy Reed tune called Honest I Do.
Don't you know that I love you? Honest, I do.
never played.
Yeah, now that we've heard Aretha doing Jimmy Reed, let's hear from Jimmy Reed and Ain't That Loving You.
Home to you.
Voice and sound of Jimmy Reed. I'd sort of like to stay with the same kind of sound now, This is a song by Lightnin' Slim, and Lightnin' Slim's real name was Otis V. Hicks, and he was from Louisiana. He died in 1974, and he recorded for Excello, which is the sort of blues version of Nashboro, which was one of the most famous gospel labels out there. One could do easily a show on all the great people who sang for Nashboro gospel. This is from the Excello Story, which is a compilation of their best stuff, and this is called Nothing But the Devil. Those Excello records, and when they were out in vinyl, had some amazing cover work on them. And the Excello label also features Slim Harpo, who is probably more well-known than Lightnin' Slim, especially because of the song Raining in My Heart. So if you ever get a chance to look up on Google or something to see those album covers, they really are fantastic. And I'd like to sort of change the sort of pace of things now, go to something a little different. This is Junior Walker and the All-Stars and How Sweet It Is. This is a version that came out 2 years after Marvin Gaye's, and I think it's pretty good.
wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did, things I did before. But you brought up all my days with the love so deep in so many ways. I want to stop. Thank you, baby.
That was Junior Walker to start off with How Sweet It Is, and he was followed by the Patterson Twins with Back in Love Again. That's a song from King Records, which was James Brown's label, and that was recorded back in 1973. They actually cut at the Muscle Shoals Studios in Alabama, and the Patterson Twins, who were really twins, their names were Estes and Lester, and they didn't really have a great career, but on the other hand, that was a pretty good song, and I want to now go and dedicate a song to my good friend Brenda White. She loves Johnny Taylor, and she doesn't usually play this. This is a Johnny Taylor song from his album on Stax, Little Blackbird, and this is called You Can't Get Away From It.
You can't get away from it, no matter how.
Let's stay with the same kind of sound from Johnny Taylor. This is from New Orleans, Kenny Neal from the Neal family, it's a family of very well-known musicians in the New Orleans area. This is from his album Walking on Fire, which came out in Alligator in 1991. This is I've Been Missing You with Kenny Neal.
Days since I've been gone. as we pass a house and a little farm. I can't wait to have you, baby, in my arms. I've been missing you. I've been missing you. I've been missing you. I've been missing you too. I've been missing you, baby.
Yeah, that's such a nice soft sound from Kenny Neal. I love that song, and I think that Kenny Neal's got a couple of those tunes out, the singles that really, really sort of catch you, and that was one of them that I really liked. I was on the phone there with my good friend Carolyn. I want to thank her very much for listening, being a very faithful listener, and I also want to send a shout-out to Bob DeSalvo and to Steve Schulman, who are usually out there, and to my wife Barbara, to Brenda White, and to all the other people, Miss Pretty, all the people who are out there listening tonight. And you all know me that I love to do Chicago blues, and so let's take a little break here and go to Chicago and listen to Magic Sam, and that's all I need.
When I first met you, you looked so fine. I said then, baby, yes I did now. Home and a brand new car.
Okay, that's Magic Sam with That's All I Need. We're in our Chicago segment here, and this is a song that normally people associate with B.B. King, but I want to play it by Luther Allison, and I've been playing a lot of these short songs. I'm kind of not used to that. This is something a little bit longer. This is You Upset Me, Baby, Luther Allison. That's some nice guitar work from Luther Allison in a live performance of You Upset Me, Baby, and a little bit different, but still in the Chicago mode is Jimmy Johnson. This is a lot, I'd say, kind of cleaner style of blues guitar. This is the End of the Road. This was actually an album that was recorded in France and put out on a German label, and I played something for it a couple weeks ago, and this is called End of the Road. Okay, that's it for today's Chicago Blues segment. We had Luther Allison, we had Jimmy Johnson, and we had Magic Sam, which is a pretty nice combination of people. That song I played from the Patterson Twins a while ago actually came off of a compilation from King, which is, as I said before, James Brown's label, and that was a label that was run by Sid Nathan out of Ohio that put out a lot of great soul stuff. And there are a couple of the songs on here that I really like to play. They're by people that probably are not very well known. The first of these is by Robert Moore, who had a sort of uninspiring career, and the second one is by Eugene Evans, who only recorded three or four songs. But these are pretty good songs, and one of them is called, the first one is called Am I Wasting My Time? The second one is actually the title of the compilation, Too Much Pain, so I'm going to play those back to back. Well, I guess that goes to show that even if you can sing, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a career. So that was Eugene Evans, who only made a maximum of 3 or 4 singles over his entire career. That came out on the Hollywood label, which was a subsidiary of King back in 1968. I also want to take time before I go on to, again, give a shout-out to everybody. And I forgot to mention my good friend Lennis, who runs the Essence of Success Network and who gave me a great chance here to come out and do some music on the air here and share music I like with everybody. So I know that she's kind of feeling under the weather, and I'd like to send this song out to her. This is Frankie Lee Sims. This is off of an album that came out in 2006. Frankie Lee is the cousin of Johnny Guitar Watson, and this is an album called Standing at the Crossroads, and this song is called Better Than That.
I can tell by the way you won't look me in my eyes. The time has come and gone when we could live this life. We can't keep on pretending our love might come back. We both know better than that. You see, I know you did your best. I can tell you I did too. But when love slips away, there's just nothing you can do. We can't keep pretending our love might come back. Honey, we both know better than that. Well, it hurts my heart to think it's all ourselves.
That's a great song from Frankie Lee Sims, and I was really happy to play that. I want to again thank all my faithful listeners here, especially the people in the chat room, Miss Pretty and my wife Barbara, who are faithful, come and listen to me every week, and I appreciate that a great deal. And of course, Brenda White and Lennis, Carolyn Pendleton Gardner, all the people, Steve Shulman, Bob DeSalvo, who have listened to me over the weeks that we've had. We're going to be off next week on the 22nd because we'll be on the road for Christmas, and we'll be back on the 29th. And I want to take this time because I love Ovie Wright, and I know that my friend Carolyn loves Ovie Wright, so I want to do a back-to-back Ovie Wright of two of the great songs I think he made. This is That's the Way I Feel About You, and we're going to have start off before that with Your Good Thing is About to End. We'll do those back-to-back.
To beg you to hold me, cause somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it, cause somebody else sure will. About to come to an end. Hey, hey, baby, I'm talking about your real thing. Show about to end. All those nights I watched the four walls. You have all the love.
about to come to an end. I keep on telling you, baby.
Did she ever tell you she was
Well, those are two great songs from O.V. Wright, and it's hard to say that there's anybody who sang soul much better than O.V. Wright did, but he had that great background in gospel with the Sunset Travelers, and you get the impression that even when he's singing pop, he's really singing gospel, and you know, that feeling really comes through in his music. So I always love to play O.V. Wright when it comes to playing soul music. We had a request from my good friend Bob DeSalvo for A Change Is Gonna Come, and we all know that's a Sam Cooke song, but so many people have done it, and he wanted it done by Otis Redding, and so we're going to put that up next. And just want to say, Bob, you know, that you got to listen to Aretha Franklin do that song, and one of the better, versions of that actually comes out of the gospel group, The Meditation Singers, out of Detroit. And someday I will play that, but this is Otis Redding, and it's pretty hard to beat this, actually, Bob. This is pretty good.
Carry on. It's been a long, long, long,
Yeah, that's Otis Redding. That's an absolutely fabulous version of A Change Is Gonna Come, which is an absolutely fabulous song. So I'm really happy to play that for my friend Bob DeSalvo up in Montreal. And I hope he's happy he'll be back again. We'll be back on the 29th. We aren't going to be here next week because, like I said, it's Christmas. We're going to be on the road. And so I want to take the opportunity here to wish everybody a good Christmas holiday, all my friends who are listening, and have you back on the 29th between Christmas and New Year's for the last show of the year. And we'll try to do some kind of a mix, some kind of a potpourri of stuff that we've been playing, because we've been trying not to repeat everything over the weeks that we've been here, the 10, 12 weeks that we've been on Blog Talk Radio. I want to finish by, of course, saying thank you again for being here, and want to thank again Barbara and Miss Pretty for being in the chat room. They did a really nice job of keeping me company here. We've got a little bit of time left, and I once promised my wife Barbara that I would play this extremely long song. This is not a blues song. It's kind of a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more Latin, but it's a fabulous version. We really like Carlos Santana. Black Magic Woman was a big hit from him back in the 60s, and back in the 60s, he didn't play anything like he does now, and he has this absolutely great band. This is taken from the Montreux Jazz Festival in 2011 with a lot of percussion, some good drumming, and some really good guitar playing. So I'm going to play this, Black Magic Woman, and say good evening to everybody, and hope that you have an extremely good week. great way to go out. Thank you again, Miss Pretty, Barbara, for being in the chat room. Carolyn, for calling in. Thank you very much, everybody who listened. I hope you all have a very good holiday, and I hope you all see back here, be back here on the 29th, where we'll do a little bit of a little melange, a little potpourri of everything. And if you have any requests, drop me a note to Facebook or over here at Blog Talk, and we'll try to do the best we can to get what you want on the last show of the year. Okay, thank you very much, and have a good week, everyone.